Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Okay, we're friends, so you know that you're here for your giant Harvard legal brain, but also I want to have dinner with you and Herschel Walker. You know that I was going to ask you to get an invite to that dinner.
Yeah, that has been a weird part of my life. I put like this, if Herschel Walker subpoenaed me, I probably wouldn't show up. I don't think that he has any legal authority. I would say that his dinner invitation is illegitimate. Stephanie, honestly, like, joking aside, do you realize this man is using me in fundraising letters?
Yes, this is what I'm laughing about. First of all, you go on The View and the right wing explodes, and then wait a week and Herschel Walker, by name, you said, LOL, Herschel Walker has so-called graciously invited me to dinner, but it appears he thinks I'm supposed to pay for it. I've been made aware that he's using me in fundraising materials. What, do tell about the fundraising letter.
Okay, so Herschel Walker, I wrote a piece in The Nation kind of distinguishing between Herschel Walker, who is a token, who is being used by white people in a very cynical way to try to shave some black votes off of Raphael Warnock in Georgia. He's got no skill, no senatorial skills, no speaking skills, no legislative skills, no reading skills. He's got no skills for this job, right? He's being used by these Republicans in a kind of cynical racial way, and I'd made a distinction between him and, like, black Republicans who, you know, I don't agree with, who I you know, right, didn't spend a whole show debating, but who at least kind of, like, come by their Republicanism honestly, right? Come by their wrong views about what should happen in this country through their own means. Or, you know, black conservatives like Eric Adams, the current mayor of New York City. He's a black conservative. He runs as a Democrat, but he's a black conservative. And so, like, there's a difference between those two. And Walker was just like, this man is trying to racially, I don't even know what, again, it's hard to parse through what he says because he can't spell my name right. I mean, even in the fundraising email. And he's, like, using quotes that I've said on TV, and I'll give him this, accurately.
Right.
That's what I said about the man. So, yeah, so now he's trying to fundraise off of me. But the serious point here is that, why won't I go down to Georgia and just, you know, debate this man or whatever?
Yeah.
Because he's trying to run against me, a black guy from New York City, as opposed to Raphael Warnock and the other kind of candidates for the Senate seat in Georgia who can speak to the issues of people in Georgia. I do not know a whole lot beyond, like, you know, the Atlanta Braves and, like, the Archer TV show. I don't know a whole lot about Georgia, all right?
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles, just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know, I always feel like that exposes their inherent racism, sexism, you name it. Like Sarah Palin, it was right. It's because we had Hillary. They're like, oh, we've got a woman. You know, it's just like, here's our black. You know, it's like we always say, like, you know, that we don't mean just any black person or any woman, right? Like,
these are, I always say that hugely, Republicans do identity politics way more right. than the Democrats, because Republicans honestly think that to do identity politics, all you need is to be a part of that identity.
Right.
And then you're good, and then you have all the bona fides yeah. of that identity.
Proves you're not racist,
any,
right.
Right, yeah. without having any policies, without having any kind of conception for the advancement of that label of that identity group or whatever. Like, so Republicans do identity politics in the basest, most crass way, whereas when Democrats do identity politics, what we're saying is, like, look, a person from this identity has a unique or different viewpoint on the things that affect that identity, and thus when they are legislating, when they are governing, they will have policies and ideas and whatever that aren't often brought to the table, and the diverse, you know, group of people making decisions is a better group of people making decisions. Republicans don't get that part.
Like, yeah.
It's just like, oh, here's a person. She also has breasts, so now we're good.
Listen, I don't push them there, but Frangela frequently goes into the biscuit and pancake making abilities of certain black conservatives. I have nothing to do with it, Chris.
I know, yeah.
The other reason I love having you on is you are literally more the Veruca Salt of justice than I am. You make me look moderate. But I mean, I felt your pain yesterday on TV when you were talking about these five subpoenas, because we are all sitting here going, and then what? Then what are you going to do? Because you know they're going to refuse. Mm-hmm. So the committee investigating January 6th took the unprecedented step of issuing subpoenas to five Republicans. It is, of course, Jim Jordan, Scott Perry, Mo Brooks, Andy Biggs, and Kevin McCarthy. And so here we go. They're going to say no, and then what? Right?
Right. They've waited so long to get to this point. I mean, part of the thing that just incensed me is that I don't know for how long they've been offering these people to come voluntarily.
Right.
They came out with the subpoenas that they had refused to voluntarily cooperate. So how many weeks did we waste waiting for them to waiting for Jim, I can't see anything, Jordan, to voluntarily cooperate? How many weeks were wasted on that process? Now we're going to waste additional weeks waiting for them to defy the subpoenas before what? Because we know what the play is. They've been doing this play. They've been practicing this play with their other people, with Bannon, with Meadows, with Flynn. They've been practicing what they're going to do. Now they're going to do it. And what is the committee prepared to do next?
When you
hear Betty Thompson talk, he's like, well, we haven't put anything in front of the committee. Why not?
No.
How have you not already talked about what happens next? It's people are saying the Democrats are playing seven-dimensional chess. I would settle at this point for checkers, because you know what, you're going to make a move. You know what their move is going to be. What's your next move, yo?
Right.
Like, just think two steps ahead of the game.
Well, you
and
said
they
it.
Won't. They refuse.
Yeah.
And I think part of it is that they honestly don't have any other options. But I think the bigger part of it is that they don't want to take the options that are available to them.
Well, you said it yesterday on TV. You said, I'd be answering a subpoena from jail. I'd be saying why I'm not going to fight the subpoena from jail, as would the rest of us. And so, you know, whether it's inherent contempt and they use this stupid jail in the basement or whatever, I don't know, because as you say, you tweeted, where were you? Me trying to work out how long they'll stall before January 6th committee refers them to Garland for contempt, and how long Garland will sit on it while the midterms approach. I think Joy Reid said it yesterday, didn't she? Said y'all are playing a different game. Like, when they, if they take back power, they will do all of this, and they'll use every tool for full blank investigations, right?
If the Republicans take back power, the first thing they will do is close down the January 6th committee. That will make all lawsuits that the one that Merrick Garland started against Bannon, if he ever starts one against any of these congresspeople, that will make all contempt lawsuits moot as soon as they close the committee down, right? Then, this is getting to Joy's real point, what the Republicans will do is that they will invent some other committee. As you pointed out, Steph, Kevin McCarthy is the brainchild behind Benghazi. They will literally invent some other tift to investigate, and they will subpoena Democratic congresspeople, and they will threaten Democratic congresspeople. And when Democratic congresspeople don't show up, Republicans will not have, what's the word I'm looking for, the spinelessness to not go after them, even though they will be going after Democrats on completely trumped up, made up charges.
Well, and
so, and again, when I say, like, I'll settle for checkers, that's what's going to happen, all right? This does not take a crystal ball. You do not have to be Miss Cleo to figure out the next 3, 4, 5 steps.
Yeah.
What you have to do is figure out some way to counteract that. And the Democrats, always are flat-footed and unwilling to do what is necessary.
I mean, we can't control what the DOJ does, right? I get that. They can make referrals, but it seems like if inherent contempt is the power we do have, why not use it? Do you understand any argument for why not to use inherent contempt?
I've been saying that we should use inherent contempt since before the January 6th committee started.
No, I'm asking you to argue the other side, because I honestly don't know what their argument is for why not.
No, it's untested, and it would maybe cause civil war. I mean, it has inherent contempt in Congress. Let's just, okay, factually, inherent contempt hasn't been used for a while. So the idea that we would use it again, something we haven't used for a while, is apparently scary to the people who are investigating a coup for the first time in a while. All right, so that's number one, I guess. And number two is inherent contempt is... Sergeant of Arms goes and physically absconds with some Congress people, right? That's a tough look. You know, one of the things that I said when I was arguing for inherent contempt way back in 2020, I was like, can the Sergeant of Arms of the Congress fight? Because, like, you know, like,
is he in shape?
Kevin McCarthy can fight, but, like, there's going to be some kung fu fighting if you're going to actually try to put him in Nancy Pelosi's basement, right? So, like, there's a physical. I'm literally just trying to think about the other side here. There's a physicality to inherent contempt that is a real bad look on the national stage, especially when you are just you're trying to overcome, you know, an attempted physical takeover of the government. So I understand the reluctance. I understand even maybe trying it out this way first. But, like, that time ended at least a year ago.
Well, that's the thing. When you say, oh, well, you know, this hasn't been used. All of this is unprecedented. What we're going through right now, the overthrow of the United States government, Congress people being involved in a coup to overthrow the United States government. It's all like,
But remember, Steph, it's not unprecedented in Europe.
Right.
It's not unprecedented in the Caribbean. Like, countries that have lost their democracy, this is about what they look like, right? This is about what happens. You got a, like I said on Joy last night, a coup that is not punished is just practice for the next one.
Yep.
And so what the world history will tell us that if we do not punish these people who try to overthrow the government, they will just keep trying until they succeed.
Right.
So, yes, it's unprecedented in the American context, but, like, let's not be the classic Yabo American traveling the world as if we're the first person to discover it. Let's not Columbus world history here, okay? Like, there are things that happen now that Americans could be looking towards to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Well, do you take any solace? I feel like we're just any crumbs. I'm a woman, so any woman's rights I can get back, I'll take the crumbs. But justice-wise, federal prosecutors have begun a grand jury investigation into whether classified White House documents that ended up at Trump's Florida home were mishandled. I'm going to jump ahead and say, yes, that's mishandling them. The intensifying inquiry suggests the DOJ is examining the role of Trump and other officials in the handling of classified material. I mean, let's not even bring up Hillary. Our heads will explode. But okay. So the decision to move forward with an investigation into classified documents could draw the department even deeper into the country's political tensions. I love the way they report on this. Such investigations typically take at least a year, putting Garland on the path of potentially having to conclude it at the same time Trump is running for president again. Oh, my God, Ellie. Right. We couldn't prosecute him when he was president. Now he might be too close to running for president again. Are you kidding me with what they did to Hillary?
It's also like, who cares if that's all you got? Like, if that's all you got, then who cares? Because the mishandling classified documents, while bad, and certainly would be terrible if a woman did it,
yeah,
is just, it's not a jail term thing. It's a fine, right, that you get if you get convicted for that, as you put it, you know, years after the offense. And if that's all you got, I'm remembering my Game of Thrones, right? When Ned Stark comes and he's going, I got the will, and Cersei just rips it up. Because, like, if all you got is a piece of paper, then that's not going to be enough, Merrick. And like, the idea that Merrick Garland would be so afraid. I mean, think about what they've done to us, right?
Yeah.
We spent 4 years with Robert Mueller telling us, well, we can't prosecute him because he's in office. Now he's out of office. Now we spent 2 years with Merrick Garland saying we can't prosecute him at all. Then we're going to get to the point where Merrick Garland says, well, it's too close to the election to prosecute. Like, what are they, like, do they think we're saps?
Yeah.
Like, do they think we can't see what's going on here? It's very frustrating, obviously. But, like, the bottom line is that it's like, I used to say during the Mueller investigation, Mueller is not coming to save us.
Yeah.
Merrick Garland is not coming to save us. As long as Merrick Garland is allowed to stay in that office, and Joe Biden has, for whatever reason, decided that Merrick Milquetoast Garland is his man, as long as Merrick Garland is allowed to stay in that office, no consequences will be brought to the people who try to overthrow the American government. And
did
that
not
will
think,
be Merrick Garland's
didn't think it was possible. You are Veruca Saltier than I am. I still have a sliver of hope. But by the way, I never have you long enough, but thank you for the backup on women's rights. You said things I've not been called while being a man in favor of reproductive rights. Shrill, a slut who paradoxically is too ugly to have anyone want to reproduce with them, a sea turtle. So you know other guys who want to jump in this pool, the water's just fine. Thank you. And then just your all caps. Now we care. Now we care. This issue has been on the ballot every election for the past 20 years, at least. But now we care. We've been promising to do that. They've been promising to do this for decades, and now they've done it, and now we care. Thank you. Now a warning.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. When Merrick Garland was... Now, let's go back to the good Merrick Garland, because as much as I cannot stand Merrick Garland as AG, he's leaps and bounds better than Neil Gorsuch has been as a Supreme Court justice. And back when McConnell stole that seat, like, what did you think he was stealing it for?
Yeah.
Why do you think Mitch McConnell wanted that seat so badly?
Yeah.
And why didn't people show up then? Why didn't people kind of burn it all down when they were putting an alleged attempt at rapist on the court? I mean, I know people tried.
Yeah.
But like, why didn't everybody try? You know, no shade to the many people who did, you know, put senators in elevators, right?
Now you got me all whipped up, and now I'm way overtime, and you have me all whipped up into a frenzy. I love you. I'll see you.
Yes. Get his book, Allow Me to Retort.
Yes. It's fantastic.
Yes.
All right, and it makes the right wing really mad. Okay, love you. Mwah.
Bye, Ellie.
All right.